You're with Raph.
This week's changing track is for Bernadette. December 2004. For 3 years, I had been part of what might be considered an interesting sociological experiment. Three families, three couples, eight children between us, purchased, renovated, and extended an old fibro beach house. We worked to extend it to include a bathroom for each family, four bedrooms and a bungalow. The logistics of determining who was going to get which weeks of summer or how you negotiate the weekends was just too great. So we made the house able to accommodate all of us at the same time, which it did on numerous occasions. That's 14 people and a lot of food. There was a lot of hard work, but it's amazing what 14 pairs of hands can achieve, even if some of them were too small to do much more than hold the nail bag. So all were happily ensconced by Christmas 2004. Like the rest of the world, we woke on Boxing Day to the most devastating news. Massive tsunamis in the Indian Ocean, wiping out whole communities, sweeping away countless souls and wreaking natural devastation that few could have foreseen or even imagined. The mood was somber as we watched news footage, and our festive season was overshadowed by the grief of millions of our not-so-far-away neighbours. I had planned as a diversion and fun activity to use an already developed music trivia night, gifted to me by my sister, who'd come by it in some way. That now seemed like a, no pun intended, a trivial thing to be contemplating at this time. And then I had a brief moment of clarity. What if we hosted a trivia night, invited as many folk as we could muster, charged them admission, and donate the money to the Red Cross Tsunami Relief Charity? Suddenly, trivia offered treasure. Of course, hosting a trivia night for many, for as many as you can stack into your modest beach house, requires some preparation and work. So the household geared up. Every member of all three families worked extremely hard. Tables and chairs were procured, glasses organised, eskies and ice planned, speakers, microphones, wiring set up, all the household messengers charged with spreading the word about the fundraiser. Furniture was moved, the garden was tidied, even the paving out the back was completed in a day and a half. The place looked schmick. The fickle Victorian weather was kind to us, and the evening was warm. The neighbours who declined to attend were also tolerant of the crowd who descended and the noise that ensued. There were tables on the front deck, tables out the back, tables in the lounge room, and even a table squeezed in next to the kitchen. Attendees were generous and paid their admission, some even adding some extra. This was a time when mobile phones were less than ubiquitous and Google was not the go-to reference library, so the guests were at the mercy of the host for delivery of the correct answers. There was robust discussion and numerous queries, but good humour predominated. The 17-year-old in charge of playing the musical snippets was on song, and the host, me, was just relieved the guests had turned up and the mood was positive. In between rounds, the 17-year-old DJ would play a track to entice everyone up to dance. He chose remarkably well, given the age gap between him and the majority of attendees. I think his parents must have brainwashed him with 70s and 80s hits before he left the nappies behind. We arrived at the ultimate round. The scores were to be tallied, and it was the last opportunity to dance. The track began, and the house erupted. There was dancing on the dining room table, dancing in the street, dancing in the kitchen, and on the front veranda. It was as if we had all had a keen sense that we were there, we were alive. And whilst all felt incredible sadness for the tsunami victims, many had thoughts that, but for the grace of God, there go I. I didn't need to search for my dance partner because he was right there. He had been there all along with the hard work of setting up and planning and making sure my microphone worked and that the speakers were the right volume. He has been there for quite a few years now and had been for quite a few back then. But as the track played, and we danced our hearts out. I just felt so grateful. Grateful to be alive. Grateful to have generous friends who helped raise more than $3,000. Grateful to be part of an experiment that allowed for fun communal living. But most of all, grateful that I was so lucky to have found that one human being who brings me so much delight. And he knows how to dance. Bernadette's Changing Track is What I Like About You by The Romantic.